Because the first Mishnah of the Perek discussed a custom which applied in certain communities not to work on Erev Pesach, pretty much the entire rest of the Perek was designated to discuss different customs, not really to do with Pesach, but various customs which only applied in a particular place. And the general rule is that one needs to follow Minhag HaMokom, the custom of the place where he is right now. Certainly, if the custom is to be more strict, then that custom needs to be followed. And even if that custom is to be more lenient, there is a discussion as to whether the custom needs to be followed. Be it as it may, our mission discusses selling animals to non-Jews. Now, with Jabonon, it's forbidden to sell a working animal to a non-Jew in case you come to lend it to the non-Jew or to rent the animal to the non-Jew. Now, what's the problem with renting or lending an animal to a non-Jew? The answer is that just like one is forbidden to do work on Shabbos himself, it is also forbidden to allow one's animals to be doing work on Shabbos. For that reason, one cannot allow his animals to carry things out into a public domain on Shabbos, for example. And even if one lends his animal or rents out his animal to somebody else, the animal still belongs to him, and so he needs to make sure that the animal is not doing any malacha, any activities which are forbidden on Shabbos, even if they are currently being looked after by somebody else. So you're therefore not allowed to even lend or rent an animal to a non-Jew, because then he'll use it, he'll work it on Shabbos. And with Jabonon, it's even forbidden to sell it to him, in case people come to lend or rent animals to non-Jews. Now that's with regards to working animals, which do malacha on Shabbos. Now what about smaller animals, which just graze in the fields, for example? They're not working animals. So this depended on the custom. Mokum shana gulim ka behem adaka lagoyim, in a place where the custom was to permit selling smaller animals, non-working animals, to non-Jews, moichrin, it is permitted to sell them to non-Jews, mekayim shenagu shelodim kor. However, in a place where the custom was to forbid selling them to non-Jews, ein moichrin, one cannot sell them to non-Jews, and that again is a stringency, so that one does not come to sell them large working animals, which would in turn lead them to lending or renting the animals, the working animals, to the non-Jews who would use it for Shabbos. Says the Mishnah, v'chol makom, in every place, ein moichrin lahem behem agasa, one cannot sell the non-Jews a large working animal, as we said, in case you might come to lend or rent it to them, and the non-Jew will work it on Shabbos. And this applies whether it's agolim or siochim, young cows or young goats, even though they're too young to currently work, we don't start making exceptions within a certain type of animal. People won't realize if you start permitting certain animals, people will come to permit other ones. So even if the young ones aren't yet ready to work, it is still forbidden to sell them to non-Jews. And similarly, shemlemin or shavurin, whether the animals are whole or broken, meaning if the animal has a wound or it's not able to work, so even in that case, it would be forbidden to sell it, because again, we can't start making exceptions and differentiating between different types of animals. Rather, it is forbidden to sell any large working animal. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Matabah Shavura, Rabbi Yehuda permits one to sell a animal which has a wound, or an animal which is not able to work because of its physical condition. Because says Rabbi Yehuda, this animal would never be able to work. It's not really even considered to be a working animal. And so it is permitted to sell it. We're not concerned that if you sell this, you'll come to sell other large animals which do work. Ben Beseir Matabah Sus, Ben Beseir permits one to sell a horse to a non-Jew, and we're discussing a horse which is designated for riding on. Now, with a raiso, it is permitted to ride an animal on Shabbos due to the rule that hachai noses atzmoi, a living person carries himself. So if a person or an animal is carrying another person, with a raiso, they are not obligated, they are not liable for carrying on Shabbos. Even though it's generally forbidden to carry, for example, in a public domain on Shabbos, if the thing being carried is a person, we have a rule that hachai noses atzmoi, the living person has a living spirit in him which can carry himself. It's not considered to be carrying him. And because of that, so too, an animal is allowed to carry the person. So with Oraisa, it is permitted to ride an animal on Shabbos. So although it is forbidden with Rabbanon, since on a Oraisa level it's permitted, one is allowed to sell a non-Jew a riding horse, because it's not considered to be a working animal at all. And even if you do ultimately come to just lend it to him, and the non-Jew comes to ride it on Shabbos, he won't have violated a Oraisa prohibition.